Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 276 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our great big boring lives. We're going to talk about how she's still trying to recover from her cold. We're going to talk about how I went to dinner with some people. Just not a whole lot of exciting things going on around here, but we're going to break it down anyway. We're also going to talk about what Melanie's been watching, what I've been watching, and a book she recently read and loved. As always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we are so happy you're here with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 276. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Melanie is still sick, by the way.
I am. I don't know. It's lingering. It's a lingering illness. I'm real disappointed in all the vitamin D and vitamin C that I've been taking.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm like, do better, you know, do better immune system. What's happening?
Yes. I don't take vitamin C every day, but I do take vitamin D every day and my magnesium every day.
Okay.
And I will say I place some expectations on those supplements. I really do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm taking my desiccated liver, which right? I feel like should help my immune system. I take my vitamin D. I take my magnesium. I take my vitamin C. I take my quercetin. I take a lot of stuff. And yes. So I don't understand. And I really, like I was telling you, I thought last week I'd kind of gotten past it where I was like by Friday, Saturday, I was like, you know what? I think I'm on the upswing. Like it's going to be better. And Saturday I told Perry, I even was like, maybe I'll run to Target. And then I thought that makes me feel real tired. So
let's don't get ahead of ourselves.
Yes. I think I need a break and to not go, oh, Mabel just got home. Yep. Here she is. But anyway, so I didn't, but then Saturday night, I mean, I woke up, I had fever, I had chills, I had aches. And kind of last night, same. So I don't know what's going on. It's fine. I'll be fine. But it's just, I'm tired. You know, it's at the point where like, I'm tired of being sick. I'm like, I feel like I've just worn an indention on my couch. I have had like a week now where I've changed from my daytime pajamas to my nighttime pajamas. And
right.
Back.
Right. Right. It occurred to me this morning when I started a Google Doc. Oh, sorry. I hit my computer, my microphone. But it occurred to me, like, we didn't even text this past weekend. Normally we're sort of, you know, I'm a little up to date at least with what's going on, but we didn't even text this past weekend.
No, because I had nothing to say. I mean, it would have been like,
right.
Hey, I'm talking to, here I am. I'm on my couch again, not doing anything. So, but what did y'all do this weekend?
What did we do this past weekend? And by the way, I'm not in a stationary situation today because we have somebody here at the house. He's putting some finishing touches on the built-ins we had done. Mm. So David is in my office because he had a call. And so I'm in the bedroom and Hazel's beside me snoring. I may hit some things today or something may fall. Okay. It'll all be fine.
Are you in a beanbag chair though? That's what we need to know.
But I am in David's recliner, his leather chair. Uh-huh. And so it's very squishy, you know, and so I feel like it's going to make noise.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you why we love Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. They carry all of your favorite clean brands that don't clean out your wallet. You can shop everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. And it's so easy because it comes right to your door. Y'all know that I think grocery delivery is the best invention of the 21st century. And I love that Thrive Market makes it so easy to get healthy food and snacks and vitamins and body products delivered right to my door. I love their selection of granola and snacks. I love the Reblend smoothie shot pops. It's like a little daily detox. I recently ordered the Health Aid Pop and Pomegranate Berry, and it is so good. And the Nature's Heart Everything But the Bagel Cashew Crunch. Plus, their organic roasted and salted mixed nuts are one of my favorite afternoon snacks. And I love the winged CBD calming gummies for my PMS weeks or anytime I just feel a little stressed. Thrive Market is organic groceries that give back. Your membership means more. Thrive has given families in need 4.5 million donated in healthy groceries and counting. Can your grocery store do that? Now it can when you go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Join today to get 40% off your first order and a free gift worth over $50. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get 40% off your first order and a free gift worth over $50. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
Anyway, let's see, this weekend, it all kind of runs together. I do know last Thursday night, I went to dinner with a couple of my girls from school, and that was so much fun and so good to catch up. And we actually closed down the restaurant where we were.
Oh, that's fun.
Like they were sweeping, they swept us out of Urban Cookhouse. So I did that. And then I had to do some stuff. David and I are taking a trip for our 25th anniversary later this year. And I had to get my passport renewed.
Oh,
so I spent a large amount of time at the post office on whatever day that was. Was that Friday? A long time at the post office trying to get all that handled, but I did. And then unexpectedly, just sort of last minute, my sister and her husband decided to come into town this past weekend. So we had time with them, which was so fun because we're still playing catch up from quarantine and COVID and all the stuff, you know, because we just did not see them really at all for a year and a half other than, you know, just very, very briefly. So they came to town and we went to dinner Saturday night. Alex went with us and that was so fun. And then hung out and just hung out some more on Sunday. And then after they left, David and Alex and I went to kind of a late lunch together. And Alex commented, he was like, two meals in one weekend. You know, like we don't normally get him for two meals in one weekend.
No. Uh-uh.
So we did that. And then I actually came home and put my pajamas back on and did nothing for the rest of the day.
Okay.
I played some Juice Journey. We've won the last two tournaments, I should just point out.
Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
And apparently I may not have communicated the accurate information about the second Juice Journey team. So I'm trying to find that out. Anyway, I'm going to investigate.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted on that because we really need to know. I'm going to tell you that one of the things that I have done, well, I will say that this is the upside of me being sick and it has nothing to do with me being sick, but I will say that Perry has told me twice in the last probably 4 days that my skin really looks good.
Oh
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel like it's the effects of my vampire facial, you know, cause she said it's a cumulative effect. Like it takes a while, you know? So I feel like I've spent a lot of time analyzing my skin and why it looks better and what I'm doing. But, you know, I had mentioned this a while back and here's one of the things that I've had time to monitor because I've been sick this week. This is the kind of stuff. I have a real eyelash situation going on.
Tell me more.
You remember that when I told you that, like I was missing, all of a sudden, I start missing some eyelashes in the middle of my, I believe it's my right eye.
I'm just going to tell you that this is a situation that is biblical because I'm going to be able to comfort you with the comfort that I have that I have experienced myself in my own eyelash
journey
disappearance.
Okay. Uh-huh. Tell me what.
I don't know. I just like last year, there was just all of a sudden in the middle of my right eye, there was just like a bear patch. I mean, just like nothing. They left the building. I don't know. I don't know.
And if they come back, you see, this doesn't feel, it doesn't feel like you're telling me good news.
A little bit, but they're just real, they're real delicate is what I'm going to tell you. They're very delicate.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's better for sure. It's better, but I don't know where they went. I don't know. Like I wondered if I like somehow with my eyelash curler, if I'd severed them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly what happened, but it is better. I mean, I do have, even though they're they're not nearly as full as I would wish. And, you know, I'm going to do the Latisse. I've got to talk to my dermatologist about that, but
yes,
but I mean, it's for sure better. So,
okay, well, that's good to know, but I've spent a lot of time. So I've got my Revitalash because I had been using the Dime eyelash serum, which mm-hmm. I think works fine, but I was like, this calls for Revitalash. Like, right. I've got to bring in the big guns on this deal. So I do feel like over the last week, I've been able to really monitor them because I've had so much time at home. And what else are you going to do besides look in your magnifying mirror?
This is also a real perilous time for one of your eyebrows, because whichever one of your eyebrows tends to go rogue, it's going to get a lot of attention when you're home for extended periods.
Uh-huh. It really is. And so I'm having to avoid the overplucking situation, mm-hmm. you know, because I mm-hmm. really start to think about it. But anyway, I am starting to see some baby hairs kind of fill in there, but this is like the second time it's happened where then I've had to really baby them to get them to grow back. And I'm so paranoid to do anything with them, you know, mm-hmm. like I don't know what's going on. I don't know why just that little section has decided to quit on me. I had wondered, like, did I do something with my eyelash curler? But I really don't think that I did.
Okay.
Anyway, so everybody can just really keep that in their thoughts and prayers.
Sure.
Because it's been a real situation, and I really hate when I put on, cause Thursday night I had a speaking thing and I curled them and I put on mascara and I was like, this is a noticeable gap. Like, it's a noticeable gap here. I don't know what's happening.
Well, as a segue from your unfortunate eyelash situation, I will tell you that I was influenced by some TikTokers who did some demonstrations of the new MAC Stack mascara.
Okay. Tell us more.
Which is supposed to be infinitely buildable without clumping.
Okay. That's what I need. This is everything that I need.
So I'm going to tell you, to watch the people on TikTok that I've seen use it, like, they're working with a lot more just right out of the gate than I am in terms of like the length of their eyelashes and the number that they have. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was impressive just to see that MAC Stack at work. So I ordered some. Ulta last week. It came in. I used it for the first time yesterday. Now, I was in a little bit of a hurry. I didn't mm-hmm. have time to really like get in there and put my glasses on and pull them down and try to see and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot. It did not smudge or flake at all. And there was zero clumping. Like,
okay. None. All right.
So it might be worth a shot. It's not going to give you what's not there.
Well, yeah.
But it might really help the ones that are there.
Okay. Maybe that's what I need. Because mm-hmm. I've wondered, I'm like, is it the mascara I'm using? Like, am I doing something? I feel like I'm very careful to be delicate with my eye area.
Sure. Yes. You know?
So I don't know. That's just been something that I've had time. This is why it's really not good for me to have a lot of downtime, because this is the kind of stuff that I get a little mm-hmm. obsessed with, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah. So by now, you've probably heard me talk about Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. And in case you haven't, I wanted to make sure you know how I feel about it. Spoiler alert, it's the real deal, and I love it. I'm so picky about the products I use. Y'all know that about me. And since I've used Pros, my hair is shinier, it's smoother, it doesn't look damaged on the ends, which is so important when you have hair that's longer like mine. I love using the hair mask once a week before I shampoo, and to me, it has made such a noticeable difference in the health of my hair, and I love knowing I'm doing something good for it because I ask a lot of it between all the heat and the products that I use on a regular basis. Plus, I love the lavender mint smell of the mask, shampoo, and conditioner. Pros knows there's more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. I love an online quiz to help formulate a product specific to my needs. And so Pros asks questions like, where do you live to determine what your water's like, and how much do you exercise to determine how often you wash your hair? So not only do you get this great custom formula for your hair, but you also can pick the scent that you like. And like I said, I love the lavender mint that I chose. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/bigboo. That's PROSE.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off.
I guess you could watch things. Have you watched anything?
I've watched a lot of stuff. I'm going to tell you. I have watched, Mrs. Maisel is back.
Yes.
And so I've watched all of Mrs. Maisel. I'm totally caught up on that because I've had a lot of time. Gilded Age, I'm going to tell you, on HBO Max is just maybe my favorite right now.
Okay.
Of all the shows. It's so Downton Abbey-esque. I really like the characters. I feel like each episode gets better because we're having good character development. And I just like that kinder, gentler time, you know, everybody's right. Dressed so nice. And,
well, I need to watch that.
It's good. It's really good. So I've watched that. I was trying to think what else that I've watched, cause I feel like there's been several things, but those are the two off the top of my head. What about you?
Yesterday I started watching Inventing Anna, which so many people have recommended to me because, you know, I was a huge fan of the podcast called The Dropout that was about Elizabeth Holmes and the whole like company that she developed. I can't think of the name of it right now, but that whole thing. And so I actually read the original article about Anna, who was somebody who did not have money, but passed herself off in kind of New York society as somebody with money and a kind of a benefactor kind of person. Anyway, so I started watching the Netflix adaptation, which I did not realize is done by Shonda Rhimes. So if I'd have known that, I probably would have watched it the day it came out. Anyway, I think I got through 5 episodes yesterday and it is fascinating.
Okay.
It is fascinating. I thought the first episode was slow and maybe that's because I kind of knew the backstory already. So I was ready to kind of get into it. And apparently the television adaptation has, you know, they've changed facts. It's not exactly the same story. It's not the same reporter name as the person who wrote the New Yorker article and all that kind of stuff. Or maybe it was New York Magazine. I don't remember. I think it was New York Magazine. But anyway, so some of that stuff has been changed, but it's really good. It's
okay,
super compelling. And the last episode I watched, I think, was Anthony Edwards, you know, he used to be in ER. He was featured in this last episode and it was fantastic. It was so good.
Okay. All right. I'm putting this on my list because I need something else to watch because it's the problem. It's like I said, everybody, all these streaming services have now gotten you sucked in and now they want to go back to releasing their episodes just one per week.
Right.
Like we're all pioneers and I'm not a fan. I need something that I can watch all of them, especially when I've been home. You know what I mean? So I'm going to put Inventing Anna. That's going to go on my list right now.
Well, I'm wondering what we're going to end up doing because David told me the other night at supper, he got a message and our AT&T, our U-verse went up like $100.
Oh, wow.
Because we, you know, he had gotten us into some promotion, something last
year.
Yes,
of course he had.
Yeah. And so now that's gone away. And I said, I was like, I don't need U-verse. I need ESPN. I need Bravo. But
yeah.
You know, Food Network, HGTV. These are the four channels I watch. So I don't watch any network television programming at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we'll end up doing, but it's the same thing. I mean, we have U-verse, but we pay for every single streaming thing out there, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So you might as well just switch. Y'all need to go, you need to get YouTube TV because that's what we have. And then you have all the ESPNs and the SEC and all that. And then HGTV and Bravo and all the essentials.
You know what it is with me is that as much as I don't care about having, you know, the traditional U-verse thing, I don't want to learn something else. I don't want to learn another. I know how the U-verse remote works. You know, I understand that. I don't know.
But I get it.
It is ridiculous. Like there's no need in continuing to pay that much money for something that really we hardly ever use. And we always go to the apps to watch whatever we're going to watch because the streaming quality is better than what we're getting through our U-verse. So.
Yeah. See, so there you have it. I mean, it's so, here's what I miss. Here's YouTube TV. If I had a complaint, here's what I miss.
Okay.
Number one, I know that this is shocking, giving everything I've told y'all over the years about my internet. Sometimes it can be slow to load. You know what I mean? So like, it'll be like at 6:15 in the evening and Perry's like, oh, I want to watch the weather or whatever. He's like, turn it on real quick. And I'm like, well, the weather ended in the time it took this to boot up, you know? And there again, I could call AT&T to see about our internet, but I just haven't had the bandwidth to do that right now.
Right.
So that's one thing. The other is that with YouTube TV, I do miss just especially, and it's been highlighted this week because, like, I don't know if I've mentioned I've been home sick, but it you don't scroll. You know what I mean? Like, it's eliminated. You don't sit and just click through the channels.
Okay.
To see like what you happen to catch. And I kind of miss that because there's something about where you're like, I'm not going to intentionally choose necessarily maybe to watch The Office, but if I click through and I just happen to see, oh, this is one of my favorite Office episodes, I'm going to watch it, you know? Right.
That's so like Seinfeld. What if Notting Hill is on and it's at the part where they all go to his or whoever's house for dinner? Like, you have to stop.
That's it. And so you're going to stop and watch, and you don't do that because you'll look and you'll see, oh, Notting Hill is on, and then you can click and choose it, but it just, you can't just scroll. And I do kind of miss that mindless scrolling. But, and at this point, I do think we pay for so many streaming apps. Like, it was funny. So we met my parents for dinner Friday night. And, because I was like, I've got to get out of the house. And so we went and met them for Mexican food. And my dad, Charles Marino, is the original, he's so frugal, you know, like he just does not spend a dime. He doesn't need to spend.
Like he'll, is my daddy too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll flat out tell you like his clothing budget for the year is $100. Mm-hmm. And like every Christmas I'll get him a fleece and he'll say, great. Now he doesn't have to spend anything on his clothes for the rest of the year. Like that's who he is.
Right.
And so I don't know where I came from, but clearly that's clearly
a different place.
Skipped a generation. but he was saying how they only have Amazon Prime, and it took him forever to get Amazon Prime, but they canceled Netflix. They got Amazon Prime, but I was telling them they'd really like the Gilded Age. And he said, we're not going to pay for that. We're not going to pay for that $16 streaming service. And I was like, but it's so worth it. And he was like, no. And so then all that to be said, when the waiter came and brought the check, Perry grabbed it real quick and we bought their dinner, which I don't know that we've ever done because my dad always gets the check. But Perry was like, look, we're taking y'all out. And so we got the check. And I told my dad, I said, look, what you just saved on dinner, that's 3 months of HBO Max. Like, just
treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Get HBO Max and watch Gilded Age because they're retired and they're home all the time. So I'm like, spend the money. I'm not opposed to spending money on the streaming services to get the shows that I want to get.
Well, there's so many shows.
Yes. So many shows. Mm-hmm. So, but then for all that, I did go through a whole thing this weekend where I was like, I don't know what to watch. Like I was so, you know how you get in the mood for like, I want something and I don't even know what it is, but I'll know it when I see it.
Yes.
You know,
I do.
And I just couldn't find anything. I kept starting stuff and stopping it. And I was like, this isn't it. And I never did. So maybe Inventing Anna will be the thing.
Okay. Well, I think it's really good and it's really fascinating. And it's, I know how it ends, but I'm curious to see how they get there. So I think I have four more episodes. I think that's right.
So I want to make sure that y'all know about an amazing new service that I've found called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever having to leave the house. You can add a gallery wall to your home office or send the perfect gift. From art prints and diplomas to the photos sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. Here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. You can preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts to make sure you get exactly what you want. You can choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code BIGBOO. You can order online at framebridge.com or stop by a Framebridge store to work with a designer in person if you're in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. I have big plans to redecorate my bedroom this year. That is coming up soon. And then we'll have Caroline's first house later this year to hang some art on the wall. And I can't wait to use Framebridge for all of our framed art. It makes it so easy to get exactly the look you want with so many choices. You can get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use our promo code BIGBOO to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code BIGBOO. Framebridge.com, promo code BIGBOO. And you know, our other excitement around here, and I did put this on Insta stories, was Mabel getting stuck in the playroom.
Yes. Yes. Which I did know about that when it happened last week. And I don't know what she did.
So what happened is because, you know, we live in an old house. And so it's kind of one of those where different things happen. So in the playroom, which is the room where I record the podcast, she likes to come in here because she really likes the white rug in here. Of course, she likes to really roll on the white rug. And so the door, you can push this door open, but then it closes. And so she can't get out.
Okay.
So like she walked in and she pushed the door open to like mill around in here, and then she couldn't get back out. And so she got stuck, and she just apparently was frantic, and she completely destroyed the door. It's going to need to be repainted and resanded and everything else. But like when I opened up the door, she had like white flecks of paint, like all over her nose. Like she got completely frantic. Perry and I figured out through a timeline that she'd only been stuck about 20 minutes, but it was enough for her.
She just panicked.
She totally panicked. And really, I said it with the blessing in all of it was, I think at some point she must have hurled her body hard enough against the door that it set off the alarm. And I'm glad that it did, because who knows what she would have done if she'd have been in here for another hour.
Mabes
just went full on psychotic. And then, but I'm going to tell you that the most jarring thing in the world when you're already not feeling good is waking up to your house alarm going off.
Oh, it's the worst.
My adrenaline was on stun. And here's the worst part. If it had been a true break-in, like that would have been the end of me. Cause I just came running out of the bedroom with my robe. Perry was real disappointed in my lack of preparedness.
Right. Your safety drills did not kick in. Like you just, anybody here?
Yes, exactly. I'm just a helpless woman in my pajamas. Here I am. So anyway, we did have that excitement, and that's pretty much been it. And then next week, Caroline's off for spring break. Her spring break is the next week, and she is coming home towards the last part of the week. So we're excited about that.
Yay.
I know. So, because what is y'all's spring break?
Our spring break is the last week of the month. So we've still got a little bit before that happens, but
yeah, some time.
Alex is actually going this week. They have a choir competition at Universal in Orlando.
Oh, so fun.
And he'll be gone through Saturday, I think, at Universal. And so, I mean, not a bad trip for your senior year.
No, that's a real good trip.
So
very fun.
He's excited about that. But David and I are not going. I'm actually going Friday night. I'm going with Jamie and Retha to see PJ Morton, who is one of my favorites, who I feel like his live album was like the soundtrack to 2018 for me. And so he's going to be here. And so we're going to go see him. And I'm super excited about that. And we were trying to figure out earlier this morning where we're going to go eat supper. So I feel like that's a fun thing to look forward to. And I'm sure we will not laugh at all. There will be no laughing.
Yes.
No laughing.
No. Well, that's such a boring group of people. Hardly a personality in the bunch, you know?
So I'm excited about that. And then this afternoon, I'm going to Pilates, which I have really taken to the Pilates. And so.
Yeah, you really have.
I know. I upped my membership to get more classes every month. So I really like it. It reminds me of two things. It reminds me of one, my ballet days when I was younger, because I took ballet from the time that I was like five or six until I was a senior in high school. So it reminds me, a lot of the movements kind of remind me of that. And then it also reminds me of my mama, who, as you know, taught an interdenominational ladies exercise class, yoga and calisthenics, the whole time I was growing up. And so because of all like the talk about breathing and the relaxation, and so many times the instructor will say something and I'll think that sounds just like mama. So there's something about that's kind of sweet and familiar. And and also it never hurts. It never hurts when you're like your body never hurts when you go.
And that's, I mean, and I think that's the key at our age.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't want your like hardcore CrossFit workout necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do
it. If that's your deal, then great, but it's not my deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's not my deal. I want to be kind to my body. I really have thought one of my saddest things about not feeling good is I haven't gone to workout now, and it's almost been 2 weeks, and I hate it because I know that getting back into it is going to be just awful. You know, like I was like,
That first time back will be no fun at all, but you'll feel so good when you finish.
I feel so good and I'm so ready. It's like, I'm so used to moving my body that it's like, I hate being in that place where I haven't been able to go do it. And then I was like on such a good run.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, it's going to feel like starting all over.
But you're going to get back in it. You'll get back in it.
I will. It'll be fine.
Alrighty. Is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites, and I will start. I know. So my first five favorites, because I had a lot of time this weekend, and I mentioned this, I think, on our Patreon Q&A, our live Q&A, but I finally started and then finished the book called The Keeper of Happy Endings by Barbara Davis. You know, I don't know if you remember, but it's the one that was about a bridal dressmaker in Paris during World War II.
Yes, I'm
going to tell you, it was everything I needed in a book.
Okay.
It was one of my favorite books I've read in a long time. It reminded me kind of when I was in high school, one of the first Danielle Steele books I ever read was called The Ring, which
I read The Ring. Yes.
Do you remember The Ring? And I believe that The Ring is really what kicked off my love of World War II books. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that was really the thing. It reminded me, it was reminiscent of The Ring to me in some ways.
That's high praise.
It was high praise. I loved it so much. I mean, parts of it where you're like, is this a little far-fetched? Maybe, but I loved it. It was just a really great book. So if you're looking for a good book to read, I highly recommend it. It was great.
Okay.
And good enough that I was like, oh, now I want to read some more of her books because I really liked her fiction writing.
Well, so, okay. That's again, high praise.
Yeah. But going into like spring break or whatever, it's a great beach read, trip read, all that kind of stuff. So, not too heavy, won't make you think too much, but just really good.
Okay.
The next thing, and I think I also mentioned this on Patreon, but the New Balance 327s.
Listen, I got some too. I'm fixing to send you, I never sent you the link for the ones I got, but I'm going to send it to you right now.
No, send it to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see. So I ended up getting these that are a special edition from Figs, which is they sell like scrubs and different stuff, but I got this. They're called Milan Gray, but they're black and olive green and gray and cream. And I just love them. They're such a good neutral. I got them in. They're so comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
Yeah. They're comfortable.
I love them. So anyway, if you look on the New Balance site, there's tons of different options I'm going to look at yours. Oh, those are so cute.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, I love them. They just, but they have bright colors and pastels.
Yes.
And kind of anything that your heart could possibly desire in a tennis shoe. But I just love them. I think New Balance has done a wonderful job of like updating their look.
Yeah. And again, they're so comfortable. Like just, they're a dream in terms of how they feel. And I mean, they're really a versatile sneaker when you think about it. You know, not as much maybe like as a, you know, like a pair of white platform sneakers or whatever, but I would wear these in so many different ways and with so many different things, you know?
Yeah. They'd go with a ton of different stuff. And so I just really, really like them. So, that is my second of the five favorites. The third is, I feel like I've gotten a lot of questions lately about people asking about self tanner for your face.
Okay. Listening.
I don't always use self tanner for my face. I wish that I could, but I don't know if y'all know this or if I've mentioned, but I have hyperpigmentation. I don't know if you're aware, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
But Caroline uses this and I have used it and it works like a charm, but I really have to be careful with it. But it's the Saint-Tropez self-tan bronzing face mist.
Okay.
It's a really light mist. You can spray it on before you put on your makeup, after you put on your makeup, after you wash your face, and you just spritz it on your face and it just gives you such a nice glow.
Okay. Do you rub it in after you spritz it on your face?
I don't, but what I do is I have a cheap makeup brush. And so once I spritz it on my face, I will kind of use that cheap makeup brush just to kind of fan it into my hairline a little bit.
Okay.
Just so you don't have a real weird line, you know? Okay. So I just kind of, but it really just covers it real evenly. It's great. So if you're looking for something to use on your face, I highly recommend this. It's the first thing that I've been able to use that I feel like doesn't make me break out.
Okay. That's great.
So yeah, it's a great self-tanner if you're looking for one.
Okay.
The fourth thing. I found these online at Target and I ordered them and they have been part of my my ill health wardrobe because I needed more loungewear, but it's the Colsey brand. There is French Terry joggers. They're $20 mm-hmm. and there is a matching oversized sweatshirt. They are so soft. They're so comfortable. They come in beige and like a mint green and a violet. I got the beige because I'm not a mint green person and I just didn't know about the violet. But anyway, I really like the beige. It's just a great neutral, but it's super lightweight. I love a French Terry.
This is so cute.
It's so cute. And it's just super comfortable. Like it's great loungewear to have around the house. I would wear it out. I mean, I would wear it out to go run errands or whatever, but it's super cute. And they even have it. I did not get, but they even have shorts that match. So if you like a French Terry short.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Whole a great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me click mm-hmm. on that real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the shorts are just like $15. The sweatshirt's like $22. It's all oversized. So like I got a small in the sweatshirt and it's perfectly oversized without being too big. So you don't okay. really need to size up in anything. But I think those shorts are so cute. Anyway, I just think it's a great little set for lounging around.
Target kills it with the loungewear.
They really do. And mm-hmm. I need something because it started to warm up here. And now, of course, today it's wintertime again, but it's going to get warm again. And so I love to have a lightweight because our house is always cool. But then when I go outside, I feel weird if I'm in a big, heavy sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. So this to me is the perfect balance of loungewear.
Okay.
Comfortable enough that I would wear it at night as pajamas too. Mm-hmm. So, and then the last thing, and I put this recipe in my newsletter because it was so good, but I want to mention it again here. Somebody sent me this because I had mentioned Mexican hot chocolate cookies and they sent me this recipe from Baker's Brigade for Mexican hot chocolate cookies. They are so good. I cannot even tell you how good they are. I used a little bit more cayenne than the recipe called mm-hmm. for and a little bit more cinnamon because we like them with a little bit more of a kick. And then it says to just roll them in sugar, but I rolled them in a combination of cinnamon and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to tell you, they're kind of like, Gully wanted me to describe them. I feel like they're like a chocolate snickerdoodle.
Oh, what mm-hmm. could be better than that?
I mean, they're rich, they're chocolatey. And it's like, and Perry said, like when he, and it was so true, is he said, like, these taste like the ultimate homemade cookie, like something where like they're different enough where everybody's like, oh, what is that? Like, they're so good. I cannot recommend them enough.
Did you use actual molasses?
I did. I used actual molasses in them. So mm-hmm. other than adding a little bit more cayenne than it called for and doing the cinnamon, I did the exact recipe the way that they did. And they are so good. So if you are a chocolate fan, like I made those when Caroline came home like 2 weeks ago, I made those and I made chocolate chip cookies too. And it was like, none of us even wanted the chocolate chip cookies. It was like, we were all about the Mexican hot chocolate.
That is high praise in the Schenkel home.
It is. Cause you know how I feel about a chocolate chip cookie. So that's it. So those are my five favorites.
Well, those are fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. So I tried to have a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope you get to feeling better.
Well, surely I will, you know, I mean, at some point, surely
yes.
some point.
Yes.
Here's hoping. So, but thank you. I appreciate that. Hopefully by next week, I'll be back to 100%.
All right. We're going to hope so.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, y'all. We will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.